Welcome to Off the Record, Fordham's official podcast on pop culture and lighthearted topics. I'm your host, Ava, and today I'm joined with...
Brandon.
Shine.
And we're talking about the 67th Annual Grammy Awards. So let's start out with Best New Artist. What did you guys think about Chapel Roan winning?
I like the pick. I was gunning for Doechii, but since she won something else, I'm like, okay, that's like fine. Now I think the second best person can win it. I really like Chapel Roan's, like, her whole thing this year. I really like the music she put out. Very impactful artist, I will say. Like, she was all over TikTok. She had, like, every performance she had this year, like, live was, like, super, like, iconic. Like, her Gov Ball performance was great. Coachella was really good. Now the Grammys, that was also really good. I liked it. I was worried if Doechii didn't win anything and she didn't win this, I would be so mad. But that's okay. And we're all good.
I'm a little biased because I'm a big fan of Chapel Roan. I was actually a fan before I saw her at Gov Ball. She was one of the reasons why I was like, okay, I need to go to Gov Ball. And then I saw her a little bit more like blowing up on TikTok. And then when I was at Gov Ball, she had a pretty big fan base. And then I just feel like after Gov Ball, she just skyrocketed like crazy. But seeing her live, her vocals are genuinely like out of this world in her stage presence. But I just think this album was really impactful. It was really emotional. The vocals, the production, everything was amazing. And with how much traction and popularity she gained, I definitely was gunning for her to win.
I was in Nigeria during the summer, to be honest, and I had an internship, so I was only really thinking about my internship, and I wasn't, like, listening to much music, and my TikTok was Nigerian TikTok, but as soon as I got back to the U.S., and it switched back to the U.S. TikTok, I just kept on hearing Chapel Roan, Chapel Roan, Chapel Roan, and she was, like, everywhere, people talking about her songs. I heard her songs everywhere I was going, and I was like, what's going on? But I can't lie, she does deserve the hype because her songs are amazing, and her stage presence is beautiful. Apart from her costume, there's a lot of people that have, like, amazing costumes, and they go up on stage, and they just don't do anything for me, but, like, she has both her costumes and her stage presence, and I'm like, OMG. Like, she deserves it a lot.
Which I also just wanted to mention, speaking of, I don't know if you guys watched her speech, but I just love how she really uses her platform to advocate for so many things. Like, she was talking about how, like, the industry just needs to give, like, more help to developing people and, like, songwriters and all that. And I just think it was really beautiful that she never wastes a minute to spread, like, good things on her platform. So that's something really respectable that I usually don't see in artists.
She very much feels like what like a normal person would do if they became famous very quickly, because like I don't relate to it because I'm not famous, but like her, like the way she's dealt with like becoming super famous, I feel like is how I would, like I feel like I would like crash out a lot, especially like with how much publicity she gets. And if I was able to like put on like big speeches in front of people, I would say what she said, not like she feels like the anti like industry plant, and I really like that about her.
But I also loved what she did during her Grammy speech when she got the award, and then she advocated for healthcare, especially for smaller artists, and called out the industry right on the stage. And when she dropped, she put the Grammy award on the floor and continued to read off of her thing. I was like, oh, she's serious about this, because that says so much. She's like, I don't care about, like, she cares about the award, but she doesn't care about the Grammys. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I don't care. I'm going to say what I have to say because this is important. Mm-hmm. And I really do admire that about her. Like, yeah, like you said, she's the opposite of an industry plant. And during her performance, when she performed Pink Pony, a song that her original label dropped her for, I was like, oh. And she had the entire Grammy singing her song, all these amazing artists singing her song, sounded like a choir. Yeah. That was a power move.
Another thing I actually wanted to bring up, this is such like a huge topic, I feel. Like, it's just crazy how much of an impact she's made, but her costume that she wore to the Grammys actually was almost clown-like, because it was alluding to how in her hometown, like, anyone who was any LGBT, like, gay or even her personally were called clowns. And so this was kind of like a slap in their face, like, kind of like, oh, this is what you thought of me, and now look at me. So it's just crazy how much, like, symbolism is in everything she does, and it's so calculated, but in like a really great way. And she's just really someone that people should look up to in a sense, I feel. Like, she definitely is a really good person that uses her platform wisely.
More topic now. Best pop album, Short and Sweet by Sabrina Carpenter. She won that one. What do we think of that one?
I also think this was deserved. I feel like Sabrina Carpenter was always like a very well-known person. She was always known like between Disney Channel and now where she is, and she always was producing music, but with Short and Sweet, it really just took off. She's another person I saw at GovBall that it really got me into her music even more. And I just think it's really fitting for, you know, the category. I also do think that like Eternal Sunshine was a great album. But I honestly can't complain. I think that Sabrina Carpenter really gained a lot of traction, and it was a good album.
I also think that it was very deserved. I wasn't even surprised. I was like, yep. I mean, literally, Short and Sweet was played everywhere. Espresso was played everywhere. Even my mom knew Espresso. I was like, oh. And she's all the way in Nigeria. She's on Nigerian TikTok. And I'm like, it was everywhere. And I was like, yeah, she deserved. I wasn't even surprised. I didn't have any complaints.
I really liked this win. And I do feel like Hit Me Hard and Soft and Eternal Sunshine, I feel like, in my opinion, like they're like produced better. And I also think sometimes the vocal performances are better. But I really think Sabrina Carpenter really brought back like that pop like feel. Like, I feel like, I feel like pop music since like 2020 has changed aesthetics to be a little more Billie Eilish core, in the sense like it's a little gloomier. It's a little like, it's not sad, but there's like a different vibe to it. And I think she really kind of revived that like that like 2010s kind of pop nostalgia that we all like, but only listen to like in 2013 records. But we can now listen to like a newer one that captures that same essence. So I really like this pick. I think it's not about like production quality sometimes, but it's about like the vibe you bring to the function sometimes.
Which, speaking of that, I actually completely agree. I almost felt like Hit Me Hard and Soft kind of didn't belong in a pop category, even though that is Billie Eilish's genre, but I just feel like the production of it was just so different. It was so beautiful, and in a way, like, I do think Billie Eilish should have won something. I just don't think that this would have been the best fit of a win. Like, I feel like out of all these albums, really, like, best pop vocal should go to Sabrina. And it's like, it's just such a lighthearted album that didn't really have any too deep of meaning. Like, there was obviously like a lot of meaning and emotional context to her songs, like whether it be about relationships or just her as a person, but I just think she's a really good, just like lighthearted artist that a lot of people could connect with. So I think it was a pretty fitting pick.
I just have a question. What award would you think that the album would be best suited for?
For Billie Eilish, I don't know. I think she should have maybe won for one of, like, the singles. I think it was a great album. And honestly, like, I think it could have won Album of the Year, but I'm not mad about Beyonce winning. So this could kind of, like, pivot into talking about Album of the Year, because that was a very controversial topic. I'm sure, like, everyone saw on TikTok and Twitter and everything. People are just, like, bashing Beyonce left and right. And it's just a really toxic environment right now. But I think people are going way too hard on Beyonce. They're saying she didn't deserve it and all this stuff. And I just feel like, yes, Billie Eilish produced an amazing album. I think they both did. Like, they both had completely different meanings and production. But they both were such strong picks that I'm not mad over Beyonce winning. And I'm not mad that Billie didn't win. So I just think that, like, I don't know, it was a great album, but there wasn't necessarily a category where I was like, no, it has to win over this or that, you know? It was a really tough award show, I feel, this year. There was so many good picks that it was just hard to really, like, have a really strong opinion on any certain album.
Yeah, now that we're on to Album of the Year, I would love to talk about Beyonce. I mean, she was, like, singing opera on it. She was rapping. She put on some great vocal performances. And that cover of Blackbird was so good. And I really think she deserved to take it home, especially after 4 years of being snubbed, like, album after album that all deserved to win. I'm really glad she got this one. But it also, I feel like it feels a little melancholy too, because like watching like her reaction to winning like made me really sad, because I feel like she was not expecting to win, because she just hasn't like in the past. And so I was like, oh man, like she finally got it, but it feels like it didn't feel like the one that was like supposed to be the first. Like I feel like Lemonade was supposed to be first, or what was the one before Lemonade? Was it just, it was called Beyonce. Beyonce like should have won, you know? And that's like, it makes me sad sometimes. I was like, Cowboy Carter was a very good project. I don't think it's her personally, I don't think it's her best project. And so it kind of made me sad that this was the one that won album of the year first for her. And it could have been something else, you know?
And I do agree that there were better albums that could have won album of the year from Beyonce. But people online were saying that it was a pity award and that it wasn't deserved. And I'm like, let's first look within ourselves and wonder why we truly believe that Beyoncé has gotten a pity award. They said the same thing for country, too. Oh, she can't do country. Oh, she can't do this. Did you not hear her when she went up on that award stage and said genres are meant to keep artists in their places? Hello. Like, it was very confusing to me. And I also feel like Taylor Swift went from country to doing pop. So why doesn't anyone, no one was like, oh, Taylor Swift shouldn't do pop. And I'm like, okay, you know, calm down a little. And Billie's album, I generally did also think would win album of the year. But I feel like last year was an amazing year for music. There was a lot going on. I mean, I was having the time of my life. So just because the album didn't win doesn't mean that the album wasn't good.
No, exactly.
Like, I just feel like that should be said. Mm-hmm. Like, it had such, to be in place next to Beyonce, mm-hmm. I feel like that's a win in itself. Also, Billie did win album of the year before, same with Taylor Swift. And Beyonce never did. So when people are like, oh, Beyonce has 40 plus Grammys, da, 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 da. Okay, well, Billie has album of the year. Now what? Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. I just feel like we should give everyone their flowers.
Especially Beyonce, who I don't know if she's like going to keep making music, but like she's not like a fresh face. Like she's like there's a new generation of artists and she's been in the industry for a long time. So we don't know how much longer she'll be making music. She drops every 3 years, 4 years. So I think this is a good time to win it, and I think it was well-deserved. And it kind of speaks volumes that not her best work was able to win Album of the Year, and it was, like, a deserved win, you know?
Yeah, just some closing thoughts. I just feel like for the Grammys, it's a lot about sound, yes, but there's also production, there's lyrics, there's meaning, and there's so many things that go into music, and like, I just love music because of how deep you can go into it. And I feel like this album also had an amazing political meaning. And I'm not even going to get into that. But just, like, I feel like Billie Eilish's did have amazing production. But I feel like hers also had amazing meaning, Beyonce, I'm saying. And I just think that it wasn't a win that should have been so controversial. And I feel like people are just getting so hateful. And now they're even getting like borderline just like completely like racist. Mm-hmm. And I just don't understand why people have to have such incredibly hateful opinions. They're both such talented artists. And I do think it was very deserved for Beyonce, especially because she hasn't won Album of the Year. And like Brandon said, we don't know how much longer she'll be really making music. So I think it was a very deserved win. And I don't think it should be so controversial. But unfortunately, there's like a lot of hateful people. But now we could pivot into something a little more lighthearted and probably a little more agreeable. Let's talk about Rap Album of the Year. Doechii winning. I was so happy about that. Doechii definitely deserved a win, no matter what it was. Like, I'm just happy that she won something. Her also performance, like, at the Grammys was amazing. I loved it. It was so creative. And I think it was just definitely a deserving win.
Doechii. Oh, I was so happy. Oh, she deserved it so much. And her performance was amazing. She had an amazing year last year. I blasted her out, her album. OMG. Like, it was beautiful. It was too beautiful. I have no words. I mean, I wasn't even surprised when Kendrick picked Doja to be part of his company, because I was like, girl, yes, because she, oh, Doja's raps are beautiful. The way she comes up with them is beautiful. I just, no words.
And her speech, her like acceptance speech was just, like, it was like icing on the cake. It was such like a beautiful speech. I loved what, like, the message she brought, how she acknowledged that she's the third woman ever to win Best Rap Album, and like how like she has like a legacy to protect now. It was just like a, it was a great speech, great album, and a really good performance. And I want to look at the other contenders, because I don't understand why Eminem's on there. He, one of his albums was in contention, and I know we're going from supporting Doechii to hating on another album, but I think I need to get this energy out. I actually listened to Eminem's album, because I was like, what is this? Because I like to listen to the Best Rap Album nominations, and it was like, it was straight up like not good. It wasn't like just like a fine rap album. It was like a very not good one. And so I don't, and it made me like curious about like how nominations come around and stuff like that. Like, do you like, I don't know, I just want to put that out there. I don't have to go further in, because I'm gonna get too hateful towards Eminem. But we can move on to best record. I feel like this one was also pretty controversial, mostly because of Billie Eilish fans, but it's neither here nor there. Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar. I liked that record a lot, and but this was a really stiff competition. Like, we had 360 by Charlie XCX, Good Luck Babe, Birds of a Feather, Espresso, Texas Hold'em. Like, it was a big year for singles, and I think Not Like Us took, like, I think Not Like Us deserves it. It is just such a fun, it's a fun record. It disses Drake, which makes me happy. It, like, the music video is great. Like, it's not just a diss record. There's other stuff, like, within the song that, like, he talks about, which I really enjoy. I think it deserves to take it home. And I feel like a problem this song had, and it might have hurt its, like, viewing, is that it was played so much. So people were really annoyed with it by the end of the year, because, like, sports teams were using it. Like, every, like, company with, like, a TikTok was using it. And so people are getting a lot of, like, fatigue from the song, and I feel like it devalued the song for a lot of people, but I still think it deserves Record of the Year.
Yeah, no, I think it was definitely deserving. I was actually really surprised by the sweep it took. Like, the amount of categories it won for was low-key crazy. For some reason, I thought Charlie XCX won something, but checking now, I don't think she actually did, which is kind of crazy, because I did think that she would win at least something. I feel like Brat Summer had, like, a huge impact on the media. So, honestly, if there was a song that I had to say instead of Not Like Us, I would probably say 360, just so that way Charlie went home with something. I could be wrong. I could be not realizing that she won something, but... Or maybe, like, last year she won. I'm not sure. But, no, I do think it was deserving. And it is actually really funny that, like, Loki just being a hater and, like, making a diss track, Loki got so far.
Yeah, I still blast Not Like Us every day. I blasted it yesterday. I blasted it the day before. I blasted it a week before the Grammys. I still love Not Like Us. It really healed my soul right after hearing Meet the Grams. That right after, I was like, oh my gosh, this is a good life, because everyone was like, Kendrick doesn't make club songs. Kendrick only knows how to rap really good and make really good lyrics, but he doesn't know how to make club songs. The club banger played at the Grammys, had Drake's peers, Taylor Swift with a cup in the hand, doing like a creep. She's walking around. Exactly, in a red dress, doing a whine over there. I was like, everyone screaming A minor.
It's insane.
It was beautiful. I really, truly, and I went to the Fordham Grammy watch party. Trust and believe, everyone was rapping every single lyric A minor. And I know people at their homes are doing it too. I know my brother was doing it back home. I don't even have to ask. He definitely was. But, I expected it to get at least two. I didn't think five was going to happen. Five Grammys on your head talking about how you're a diddler is kind of crazy. I know. Someone check on Aubrey. Someone check on Aubrey. Something's going on. But I really, the back to what you said about, I saw some takes and I was like, ooh, from the Billie Eilish fandom. I was like, I don't think, because people were like, why is it, it's not a cultural reset. I don't really know. I don't think you know what's going on. If you sign a deal with Amazon talking about how you're going to, like, it's on paper, how you're going to go on live TV and then perform this song over and over and over again, the in LA, and then have both the Cribs and the Blood come up on stage together, united against one person, a Canadian, I think that says a lot.
Yeah, it's just, like, so interesting watching it, like, win Best Record, like, over, like, other people, like, Charlie XCX and Billie Eilish, because I remember, like, it's so hard to compare, like, the cultural, like, impact they had, because, like, I was part of, like, the two fandoms. Like, I remember the Brat Summer, but I was also there for the Kendrick Drake beef, and, like, every, like, 30 minutes on Twitter, someone would post, Kendrick dropped, and everyone would stop, and everyone would listen, and I don't, like, because I feel like in that span of, like, a month when they were just going back and forth, it had, like, everyone, like, on go mode. And I feel like Brat Summer was longer, but it didn't have everyone on its heels, like, the same way Kendrick Lamar did. And so it's just weird seeing, like subcultures and, like, niches, like, duke it out to see who was the most impactful, because to some people, like, Brat Summer is all they know. And to some people, the Kendrick Drake beef is all they know. So it's just, like, I wonder how they decide, but I feel like Not Like Us and the whole, like, I feel like the beef won, not just Not Like Us. Like, Record of the Year was the Kendrick Drake beef, you know? So that's just, like, the Grammys are just so weird, in my opinion. Like, I feel like it's just, like, I hate how serious everyone takes it, including us. I feel like we take it, because, like, at the end of the day, it's all good music, you know? And I feel like by putting it on one winner, it kind of just, like, it devalues the winner and the loser somehow. Like, it's gotten to the point where people, like, are hating on the winners and they find a way to shit on the winners, but also the losers. So I don't know if I'm a huge fan of the Grammys, but I do love seeing my favorite artists win.
Okay, now pivoting back into more, like, Charlie XCX, I think that, honestly, in Brat Summer, there was select songs that got really popular. But after, like, it kind of cooled down, that's when I really did a deep dive into, like, her whole discography. And she just makes such unique music. And also her stage presence is out of this world, honestly. Like, her performance at the Grammys, I just feel like you show that to, like, your great-grandma, she is not going to know what is going on. And I kind of love that. Like, she just has such a crazy, like, vibe to her that I feel like it's such an insane stage presence to watch. Like, I don't know. Like, it just is such an interesting genre of music that I really love now. Like, I just think it's amazing. I do think she should have won at least one award. I think that she was snubbed in some way. But at the same time, like, I just think that she's a great artist, and she put on an amazing show at the Grammys regardless.
Yeah, I did love her performance. I literally stayed up for the Grammys just to see her performance. I'm not. Yeah. Every performance was amazing, good. I also stayed up just to see Doechii's as well, but Charlie's, it did not disappoint me. I wasn't disappointed. I was scared that I was going to be disappointed. I was not disappointed. And when I saw Alex Sasani and Quinn Blackwell up there, mm-hmm. I screamed. Like, I remember the moment I was like, I wish Quinn was there. And then Quinn literally came a second after. I was like, thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. And I had the time of my life. Her stage presence is beautiful. Her hair is beautiful. Her outfits are beautiful. Her friends are beautiful. How she, like, just everything about her is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I like that Billie wanted to give her the stage to herself, because it was guest, and I was like, oh, isn't Billie gonna be there? But no, Billie vibed down there. She's like, it's all you, girl. Mm-hmm. And that was a beautiful performance.
It's just like, I feel like that's like the theme of this year's Grammys. Like, I wish there was a category she won. Yeah. You know, there's always like, I wish there were more awards so we can give them out to more people. And I don't know if that calls for like a revamping of the Grammys, because like if there was like a pop, like if there's like a club banger, like, yes, like a club banger nomination, I feel like she would have taken that. Or if there was like a techno pop, like, kind of thing, it would go to her or something like that. Or a fun one would be like people would perform at the Grammys, and they would hand out, like, best Grammy performance, you know? I don't know. It's just, like, we talked about Billie Eilish not winning anything, and she definitely should have won something. But we also know that the categories they were in, other people also deserve that. And so I think this year was also just a really tough year, like, because there's so many good projects out there. But maybe next year she'll take something if she puts something out. But I am rooting for Charlie XCX to get something out there and to win a Grammy.
Honestly, that's a really good take, like, about how there's just honestly not enough categories. I just feel like music has evolved so much. Like, music started out maybe with just, like, rock, rap, pop. Like, back in the day, that was all really the main genres of music. But people have gotten genuinely so creative, especially, like, as technology advances. There's so many different ways to create music, and I just feel like there needs to be a lot of now sub-genres. Like, it's hard for certain songs to fit into one select genre. So I think, like, now, as, like, the future comes, it definitely needs to be looked at, like, what should be described as, like, a Grammy category. Could it really be just country, rap, and pop and stuff like that, or is there something that needs to be, like, an in-between for all this new wave of music coming in?
All right, we're gonna move to another very controversial one. Best country album. I feel like I've been seeing a lot of discourse on the social medias about Cowboy Carter winning Best Country Album. People are saying Chris Stapleton should have won. And I listened to the Chris Stapleton record, and I thought it was a very good record. But I don't... What is country music at this point? Like, it's so hard to define. Like, if we think, like, classic country music, I guess Chris Stapleton did that more, since he's, like, a very classic artist. But then we have, like, Cowboy Carter, where there's, like, she did so much fusion. She sang opera over, like, a country, like, on a country album. She, like, rapped on a country album. Like, what does that mean anymore? Because if it's, like, if country album is, like, Americana, like, classic American, like, grassroots, like, album, I think Beyonce captured that way better. Like, that album was used to promote the U.S. team on the Olympics. It was, like, she performed it in Houston, and she's been, like, going for the whole, like, Americana vibe with, like, the jeans and the cowboy hats and, the horses. And she did that a lot better than Chris Stapleton. But I don't exactly know what Best Country Album means, but I know a lot of country fans are upset about that. And I don't know. It's, like, I agree with this pick, but I'm not sure if any of you guys listen to country and would say otherwise.
I mean, I don't listen to country music, honestly. Like, I was never a fan, and I tried to get into it, but it just really, I don't know. I listen to everything. I'm one of those people that's like, I listen to everything but country. But I could still appreciate country music in a sense. And I feel that Cowboy Carter, like, it's kind of going back to our genres. Sometimes albums don't fit into one select genre, and that's okay. But if we're speaking on specifically country album, I still think it deserves to take it because of the fusion. I think it's just really, I don't know what word I can use there, but it's really commendable where, like, an artist can take multiple genres or multiple types of singing and different just, like, production and put it into one album that kind of, like, defines the norms of, like, what a country album may be or a pop album may be. Really, so exactly, like, I just feel like it completely almost, like, reinvents a genre, and I find it really cool when someone does that. And I just feel that just that alone is deserving of the win compared to, like, the more just, like, classic, like, traditional country. And people might argue, like, okay, well, now we need to give traditional country, like, we need to give them their separate category because technically that wouldn't fit. But I think it does, because people could be creative. Like, just like Beyonce was creative and did something outside of her genre, the same artist can do that too. So I think it's just about creative freedom and how you use it.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm not the biggest fan on country. So when, I didn't care for this nomination or this award. Like, I was just like, oh, whoever wins. And Beyonce won. I was like, hey, it's Black History Month. I'm not too mad about that one. But that's why I can't really comment much on it. I did listen to Cowboy Carter. However, just because I listened to an album doesn't mean that all the other albums are bad. It's not a popularity contest. And I just have to put faith in the 13,000 Grammy judge.
I honestly kind of want to talk more now about just like performances in general. I feel that the performances this year at the Grammys were amazing. Also, The Weeknd popped out of nowhere, which I thought that was pretty cool.
His singles kind of pop out to me sometimes. Like, Starboy was fun. I liked the single. I liked that one with Cardi. That one's pretty fun. But, like, I don't listen to the albums, really. I'm a big single guy for The Weeknd.
Yeah, no, I'm a pretty big The Weeknd fan. So when he came out, I was like, damn, I did not expect that. And it was honestly a really interesting performance. I feel like, honestly, like, every time I'm watching his live performances, I'm like, what is going on right now? Like, I'm like, what is happening? But I think that Sabrina's was amazing. I don't know if you guys really saw, like, the costume changes, and she had, like, a little bit of, like, a comedic effect. And then she even, like, kind of incorporated, like, kind of, like, her little Disney pop flair. Like, it was just really cute and, like, innocent almost. And I really loved her, like, little outfit changes. I really like how she has a stage presence where she incorporates, like, that comedic effect. I think it makes it so fun to watch. And I don't know. I think it was a great performance, honestly.
I liked it, too. I saw clips on TikTok. I didn't watch the full thing. But I did really enjoy the parts I saw. She seems like a very, like, down-to-earth and, like, fun performer. It's, like, I feel like the past few years, the Grammy performances have been, like, someone sits at piano and they sing about, like, a man. So I think this was a lot more fun, like, the upbeat energy. I feel like the crowd this year was also really good. Like, they were, like, into it. And I think that adds a lot, like, it adds a lot when you see, like, people, like, having fun. It's not, like, a stiffy award show. And I think it's because of, like, the artists. And I like how, like, this year felt very, like, 2016-esque in the sense that, like, everyone was having a little more fun this year. Charlie XCX performed. I really liked that one. I think that was my favorite of the show. Maybe tied with Doechii, I don't know. But I think, I mean, there's a lot more moving parts for Charlie XCX. I really liked the song choice. I think Guess was a good one. I really liked all the guests performed, like the guests that were on there. The Dare was there. I thought that was a lot of fun. She did a great job. The costume, I mean, the outfit was great. I think everything was really good. I stayed up to watch that one as well.
When you said about all the special guests, like, I find it so cool how low-key Charlie XCX just kind of, like, she's famous with, like, all her best friends, and she just always incorporates them. It's kind of like how, like, Adam Sandler, like, in movies is always with just, like, his best friends, and they're just having, like, a fun time. That's kind of, like, how it is with Charlie and all her performances. And I just think that's so, like, that's so funny. Like, if I was famous with all my best friends, I'd do the same exact thing. And it's just such a fun, like, thing to watch and to see come together.
When I joined the Grammys, at first I was like, I have homework to do. I need to log in. I'll just watch like 10 minutes. Then the first thing I saw was Sabrina. She came out and I was like, ooh, she looked cute. She immediately did the outfit change. I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to watch the entire thing. It really was beautiful. Like Brandon said, the crowd was amazing. And I feel like everyone was just having a fun time, especially Taylor. She was having the time of her life. Shakira came on. I was so happy about that. I loved her performance. Her belly dance was beautiful. Chaperone, I already said. Oh, that was so amazing. I loved the horse. I loved the clowns. And for The Weeknd, I liked the introduction to The Weeknd. I liked how they presented. At first I was like, ooh, are they gonna call out The Weeknd right now? I was like, oh. Then he was like, yeah, I took into account of what he said. And then they present everything and how it's the most diverse board for the Grammys. I was like, oh my gosh, good job. Then he goes, here's The Weeknd. And I was like, oh, hello. So that was fun. I liked how they made the Grammys really fun this year. And then also the donations to LA. Yeah. That was beautiful. The firefighters that came out for Album of the Year Award. Yep. It was really fun. I think everyone had an amazing time.
Which, yeah, adding on to the Chapel Roan, like, that performance was amazing. And, like, when the crowd started, it's, like, the way that she pointed the mic to the crowd and was, like, sing it. And then, like, the entire Grammys sung every lyric. Like, the whole music industry sung every lyric, word for word, bar for bar, back to her. Like, that probably was such an I made it moment. And when I was watching it, I was like, damn, the crowd sounds really good. They're like harmonizing and everything. And then I was like, wait, these are literally like some of the best singers in the world. Like, I like forgot that for a minute. It was just, it was really cool to see. And then even going on to The Weeknd, that was cool. Like the introduction too, because I did not expect that. So when I saw that, I was like, ooh, wow, okay, okay. I see what's going on here. But no, I thought like the performances were really amazing. Like it was so much fun. And Taylor, yeah, like honestly, Taylor didn't win anything this year, which, sorry, thank God. Like I love her. I love her. I love her. Yes. Like I'm not gonna lie, like I do dabble in my Taylor. Like I'm not a Swiftie, but like she has some bangers. But this album definitely I don't think deserved to win. And like I listened to the whole album and there was just no songs that really like stuck for me. But I love how just supportive she was. And everyone, she was the first one to stand up no matter who won. She was having a great time. She was dancing. She was singing. And I think that was just a lot of fun. Like, it was very lighthearted.
Yeah, and that picture of her, like the camera behind her, she's in Janelle Monáe's jacket holding up a glass to Kendrick Lamar. I was like, wow. I was like, wow. Like, man, I was like, I didn't, honestly, like, I was not a huge fan of Taylor Swift. Like in any sense, like before this, but I was like, okay, yeah, like sure, like I like it. I like what she did in the Grammys. She honestly seemed like she was having like a great time, and like that's all that matters. And I am happy she didn't win, but now I can dislike her a little less. And I think that's a win for Taylor, I think. But I think like even though there's been a lot of negativity, especially on social media, I still think Grammy Twitter was still a lot of fun. I saw a tweet that was like the Grammys felt like Kamala won. And I was like kind of, but like not really, because it's still sad. Like, yeah, we got the awards, but man, it still hurts. But I thought that was really funny, and it was a little win, a little victory for the people.
I just really love like how these are like some of like the richest, most famous people you'll know, and they're still talking about their platform, like they're still like using it in a good like sense. And like what you said, like it felt like Kamala won for a minute. Like it honestly, it's just really funny to see just the whole like ambiance. Like I don't even know how to explain it. It's just so refreshing seeing something that's so like inclusive and just so fun and like lighthearted in a time like this where there's so much hate and just so many terrible things going on. Kind of going into the Grammy host, his jokes, I don't know if you guys heard what he was saying, Trevor Noah, his jokes were terrible. They were so incredibly borderline racist, and everyone's like, oh no, it's just a joke. But Kali Uchis came out with a statement about it, and then it might have been Shakira, but I don't know exactly who else said it. But he made a lot of jokes about, like, illegal immigrants and, like, things like that. And I just think that it was so out of place, especially in a room of people who are so not for any of that. Well, can't speak for everyone at the Grammys, obviously. Like, you never know. But I just think it was such an inappropriate time. Like, it's supposed to be such a good, lighthearted award show. And there's no need to make jokes like that that are so hateful. But for the most part, like you said, like it just felt so refreshing in a time like this. And I really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah. And I feel like such a refreshing moment. I was so happy watching the Grammys. But as soon as I got back home, my hands started shaking just to open TikTok. That was the first time I didn't go on my doom scroll before bed, because I was like, let me wait until I wake up in the morning to be on some side of TikTok that I don't want to be in. One of the things I saw was Billie Eilish losing is almost like Trump winning. I was like, whoa. Wow. I was like, and I was like, you can guess the race who said that. And I was like, that's not. By the way, there's nothing wrong with thinking that, of being upset that an album didn't win. I mean, sometimes I'm always upset during Grammys. Something, I'm like, no, this one deserved. But I'm never going to put the other artists down ever, because they also worked hard and they got nominated in the first place. So, like, there's a reason. So just to say that, it's like, okay, maybe you're pushing it a bit too far. You could say that you didn't like it, but, you know, keep in the bounds of not liking it and then using it an excuse to be racist.
Exactly. I just think people use like award shows like this to have an excuse to just be flat out racist and just flat out like even homophobic. Like I've seen a lot of stuff even about Chapel Roan, like people being like, oh, like I was watching the Grammys, I saw someone say this, and then they were like, and then my boyfriend like couldn't watch it anymore because Chapel Roan came on and he was so like off put by her look. And I'm like, like, okay, what was the need of saying that? Also, break up with your boyfriend, because that obviously that man is not a good person. Like, it's just people find such like little things to have an outlet to be just so hateful. And it's just crazy how something like a music award show could be turned into such a deeper thing. And I just think people need to learn to be a little bit more conscious of other people and their feelings. And it's also just like a morality thing. Like, you should just know, like, not to go to that boundary just because your favorite artist didn't win, you know? Like, it's just really petty, and it's just so stupid how some people react to some of these things. But as far as the Grammy goes, I think that the Grammys were amazing this year. I think there was a lot of artists that really did deserve it, and others that deserved it as well, even no matter who won or lost. It was just a great year for music. There was a lot of controversy that we talked about, but besides that, I think we can all agree that it was just a great year for music. So thank you all for tuning in.
Okay, everyone listen to music this year, and be safe on the internet. Bye.
Happy Black History Month. Beyonce won female. Beyonce the first after 25 years to win female pop. Sorry. Oh my gosh. Kendrick won 5 Grammys, and Doechii is the third artist to win, black artist to win a rap album of the year. So
yes. Thank you for watching. Bye.